Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We thank you for joining us on this Lord Renew My Mind Monday. We're standing on Romans 12 and 2, which says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will for your life. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you for waking us up into a new day, a new week that you have made, God. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Father. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will renew our mind, Father, that you would allow us to align up with your perfect will for our life, Father. We thank you right now for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for the co-founders that you have assigned for us, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, God, for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for each and every person who has dialed in right now and those that will listen later, Father. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that this telecommunication sanctuary will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus, and that the message that will come from the messenger, God, that you would use them mightily in a special way this morning, Father. I pray that you would increase in them as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we give your name the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, for you are the reason for this season. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, in the marvelous, and in the majestic name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray and decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I would like to turn the call over to our hostess. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I hear you loud and clear, Minister Cynthia. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that message. Thank you for greeting and this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer and that tag, Lord, Renew My Mind Monday. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. With Master's Call started October 20th, 2010, and our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, with their vision, we started with a scripture, Psalms 88 and 13, but you have cried out, O Lord, this morning and prayed to come before you. We have a mission statement, is enrich and enhance and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, where all the messages has been archived on the site where we can, our bios of our speakers are there. I love the theme for 2017, by faith, God manifests our goals and dreams. If you are led by the Lord to be a part of our blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Tiffany has done, and a host as yours truly, share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. I repeat, the info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Well, we just want to say this phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago, we are now called Artist Life. The great products helping the world to become healthy. And the new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday. A team of leaders are giving the vital information on the benefits of the Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005. I repeat, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. If you have the PCS and T-Mobile they have a bridge number that you all can stay connected with us, and that's a blessing. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Today is Monday. It's an inspirational Monday, so we have a powerful call. I'm just so grateful to be a part of this. So let me just share, I got some information. Yes, yes, the Artist Extravaganza is going to happen March 9th through the 11th, 2018. We artists like, with everyone in Los Angeles, California. So I am so grateful to be a part of this artist family, and it's going to be at the Gateway, Sheraton Gateway in Los Angeles. So everybody get ready to be there. So we're excited. But what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to introduce the speaker for this morning. We're excited. She's coming with a word. Her name is Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai was born in New York City. Currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received her B.S. in Electronic Engineering in 1996. She has called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to a seminary where she received her Master of Arts of Pastoral Counseling for a Master's of Divinity. In Pastoral Ministry, Kai is a current Doctor of Ministry of Candidate in the Transformation Leadership. God has given Kai, Minister Kai, a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership, and desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Minister Kai is also a process ordained and trained prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share. He has given her his people. Minister Kai, most impressed accomplishments a blessing is being godly, proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is currently in graduate school at the Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. God has led Minister Kai to have found a Speaking Life Christian ministry, a nonprofit ministry that aimed to meet the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a publisher of author of her first book, When God Birthed the Ministry. Book will be available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com. Minister Kai is an artist distributor determined to walk in all that has been ordained for her life. Minister Kai, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it over, my beautiful lady. Have a great day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for that warm, heartfelt introduction. And, of course, to our songbird, thank you for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And, of course, to the two amazing women of God whose yes founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I say thank you. I never take it lightly when God gives me the opportunity to come before his people, and of course giving all praise, glory, and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, today we're going to get right into the Word, and today's Word's not going to be fun or easy or any of those things, but it's a necessary part of living and walking out our Christian lives. And today's message is called Excess. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Excess. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, it is not always a bad thing to have excess. Excess is not always bad. Look at Genesis 12:2. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And you, and in you, the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now see, that is a good thing for excess. So God had planned to give Abram an excess so that he could bless the whole world. We see God was planning the provisions of the excess so that Abraham could be a blessing to others. God was going to give him everything he needed and then some to bless the whole earth. So in this instance, excess is the good. See, he gave Abraham. He made his name great. He made him into a great nation. But there was a purpose for that. It wasn't so that he could store it all up for himself. It wasn't so that he could just, you know, take care of his immediate and extended families. But he gave him the excess so that he could be a blessing to the entire world. Not so that he could just say, okay, I got this. Me and my family, we're going to ride or die. We good, because God has given me more than enough for us. So God gives us the excess for the good of blessing others. But it's not just a financial or monetary, or in Abraham's time, you know, there was cattle and sheep and herds and you know, the land was producing much. But God not only gives us an excess in those areas, but he gives us an excess of time, so that we can use that to bless others. Okay, so we're going to have a transparent moment. I volunteer at this emergency homeless shelter for women. And I was giving financially. I was, you know, doing things. But I wasn't giving any of my time. And God said, I've asked you to give of your talent, your time, and your finances. So I was giving my talent because I was, you know, doing things and creating things for them, and I was giving of my finances by creating blessing bags, but I wouldn't go volunteer, I wouldn't make a meal, I wouldn't spend any time. So I had to repent. He was like, because I asked you, I've given you an excess of time. Right here, I've given you this, and I've put this extra time before you every weekend night. Every weekend night, you have this excess time where you come home and you plop down on the couch and you catch up on all your shows from the week. But are you being obedient to what I've given you? I've given you the excess time, but how are you using it, Kai? So then I began to, once a month at this point, twice a month sometimes, I spend the night as the host in the homeless shelter. So then I had to do what God said and use that excess time instead of plopping down in my favorite spot on my couch to go serve others. So that excess of time had to be utilized. So I'll ask you, what are you doing with your excess time? Are you using it for the good, the bad, or the ugly? See, me, I was using it for the bad because I was caught up in CSI and I was caught up in NCIS and I was caught up in Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And that wasn't profiting anybody anything. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to take time to relax, but are we really using our excess time the way God would have us to? Are we using our excess for the good, the bad, or the ugly? Now, he didn't ask me for every weekend night. He just asked me for some. So we really have to think about how we're using our excess. So 1 John 2:15 through 17, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whosoever does the will of God abides forever. So God is very clear that we are not to love the things of the world. That doesn't mean we aren't to use them to advance his kingdom. See, loving them for the sake of loving them is using them for the bad or the ugly. But utilizing them to help promote the kingdom of God, see, that is taking the excess of the world and using it to promote the kingdom. See, God didn't say he didn't want us to have anything. He didn't say, oh, I want you poor, broke, and miserable. But he wants us to keep the things of the world in perspective. I tell you, I got confirmation about this word from my dear friend Tiffany this morning, Minister Tiffany, when I got on the line. Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. When that was her scripture this morning, when that was her tag this morning, Lord, renew my mind Monday. God just said, okay, you heard me. And so we need to make sure that we are renewing our minds to make sure that we keep utilizing the excess to build the kingdom of God for the good and not the bad and the ugly. So I'm about to step on some toes. God stepped on mine, so I'm just going to pass it on. How are you using your excess this holiday season? Are we overindulging in buying things that we don't need for Christmas, which is supposed to be about the birth of Christ? Or are we using our excess to forward the kingdom of God, to bless others who may be in need, to sow a seed that God has been telling us to sow instead of buying a thing that we're not going to use, that's going to end up put up on a shelf in a corner? And when he said that to me, I stopped and I turned. I was standing in my kitchen, and I looked around and saw all the wonderful kitchen gadgets that I have that sit dormant and collect dust. See, I like kitchen gadgets. That's one of the things that I like. I'm a kitchen gadgets person. I buy all the new latest and greatest kitchen gadgets, and then I use them one or two times, and then that's it. So am I using my excess for good, or am I using my excess just to have it for the bad or the ugly? So God had to deal with me. Never does he give me a word that is not for me first. See, every word that I deliver, God has used to correct something in God. So when I started seeing those things in my kitchen, I said, okay, Lord, what are you saying? If I'm going to have them, I need to use them. Okay, so now not only am I spending a night at the homeless shelter, I'm blessing them with things that are in my home that they can use to feed people because I don't need them and I'm not going to use them. Are we using our excess for the good, the bad, or the ugly? How much money have we actually spent on gifts and things that we don't need that could have gone to do something for the kingdom of God? Now, I am not saying, please understand me, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have things. God didn't say we couldn't have things. But when we get to the point where it's the love of those things that it becomes a problem. See, when we rather do things that are outside of God's will instead of doing things that are in his will to bless others. See, me, I'm also a boot person. I love boots. I love shoes in general, let's just be honest. And so there was a season where there were this pair of boots I wanted. And the boots started out at $179. And I had the money for the boots. I was going to the store to buy the boots. And the Lord said, no, I want you to bless this person. And so I had to make a decision. Am I going to use my excess? Because the $179 wasn't excess. I paid all my bills. I had tithed. I had given my offering. I had done all of those things. So this $179 was excess. So what am I going to do with that excess? But God said no. So I gave the $179 to the person that I was supposed to give it to. I said, okay, Lord, I guess I'm not supposed to have the boots right now. So the excess went for the good. And then again, I see these same pair of boots. I'm still watching the boots because I know at some point I'm going to be able to buy these boots. So the boots are now on sale for $129. hey, I'm at it again. I got $129 excess. I'm going to buy the boots. And the Lord said, no, you need to do this. And so I said, well, maybe I'm not hearing you right, Lord. I know you said I had them boots. I got the excess right now. But you saying, okay, Lord, we gonna get the money away again. Okay, Father, I guess I'm not supposed to have the boots right now. But, Lord, you know, and these are the conversations I had. You know the boots going to be out of style soon. I'm just saying, Lord. But, nope, don't get the boots. Do what God says. Because my excess is going to kingdom building right now. So then I see the boots on sale for $69. I said, I know that I'm going to be able to get these boots. But now I got my eye on this other pair of boots because the other pair of boots is $69. And I know that originally I had $179. So, ooh, maybe I can get two pair of boots now. And the third time God said, nope, here's what I need you to do with this money. And I said, okay, Lord, I got you. I'm going to do what you said because I am using my excess. This is not necessities. These are wants. These are not needs. And so now the fourth time I go into the store, the boots are still there. They still have them in my size. But now the boots are buy one, get one free, and the boots are down to $49. And the other pair of boots I now have my eyes on are $69. So I've got the excess, and the Lord said, not only am I going to do that, but I'm going to give you another 50% off coupon, and you're going to be able to get three pair of boots for less than you would have spent on those one pair because you were obedient with your excess. When I said give it away, you gave it away. Even though you asked some questions, you did what I said. But God knows his children. See, he understands how we operate. So because I was obedient in dealing with my excess, not only did I get the pair of boots I wanted, I got three pair of boots for less than $100. During boot season, let us be clear. So this wasn't in April or May when all the boots go on sale. This was in February where we're still wearing boots. So if we use our excess for the good, God will continue to bless us. Not just our excess finances, but our excess in our talents, our excess in our time. See, all of those things are required in the building of the kingdom. So we must make sure that we are listening clearly for God's instruction about our excess. We see that Abraham was given the excess to be a blessing. What are you doing with your excess? How are you blessing the kingdom? How are you building the kingdom? How are you pouring into others with that which God has given you? Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, it took God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. 7, 8, 9 years ago, it's no way I would have walked past those boots. But because I renew my mind and I trust what God says, I could walk away from those boots three times, and end up with three pair instead of one pair. Because I use my excess for the good instead of for selfish motives. How are you utilizing your excess? Back to you, Minister Cynthia. Minister Cynthia?
I'm here. Thank you. I heard you. Oh, Lord, I meet myself out. Sorry. Thank you, Minister Kai, for that profound word. Shortly after you come back, we will call you for the benediction and a few announcements. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, We thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for Mr. Kai Brown's word this morning. Seal her up for sharing this information with us. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of your spirit who continues to keep us, and overcome our weakness. And we pray for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their vision for the last 7 years for this TMC call. Thank you for Dr. the Diaz de Leon family for Artist Life that brought us all together today. Thank you, our family. Thank you. Our prayers goes out to Minister Ada Grace, Sister Kendra Carter, and Robin's grandmother, and Gunner Jr., which is in the hospital in Atlanta. Pray for the family of Platinum President Anastasia Lewis and Kenya Bowles, her grandmother. Pray for Wendy Dorsey's mother for going home. Pray for the TMC family and guests that joined us this morning. Thank you for forgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to say a few things before we close. And if you want to hear, I'm sure you want to hear this message one more time. And share this call with each and everyone that you come in contact with. The number, the playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-pound. And just want to say, I want to, again, just say yes, we are going to the extravaganza in Los Angeles, California, March 9th through the 11th in L.A. So at the Sheraton Gateway, please, everyone, join us. We started early so we can all come together and be a force to be reckoned with. The fan will be glad to see you. I will be glad to see you because we haven't seen each other in a minute. So let's make sure we start working on that going towards to the L.A. 4-Hour Extravaganza. Let me just say the new motivation call is right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. That PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. And we want to thank the TMC family, guests, and friends for joining us this morning. And I do have my mother, Oliver, here on the call. Ms. Jackson put her on this morning. I just want to say thank you, Mother Oliver. Okay, also want to thank Minister Tiffany again for greeting everyone and opening us up in prayer and that beautiful tag this morning. Thank you, Minister Kai, for that powerful message this morning. We want to close with a benediction. Are you there?
Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting the call this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much that you just continue to keep and guide and teach and give us the opportunity to get it right yet again. Lord, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we ask that you continue to show us exactly that which you would have us to do. Lord, we desire to walk in your perfect will for our lives, O Heavenly Father, to live out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us. Lord, we want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you each and every day, O Heavenly Father. And we thank you for this time that we have each Monday through Friday to come and get a word from you, O Lord. Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and continue to be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.